severe the symptoms. And these folks that, or these variants rather, that have this E484K mutation also have been shown in natural immunity to decrease the efficacy of antibodies. So this is very speculative. This is very, very early, but this is definitely something that we're going to continue to follow as we move forward. You're going to be hearing a lot more about viral variants. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at NoiseFilter on Instagram, NoiseFilterNola on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to NoiseFilterShow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. My name is Jenna Yokoyama, and I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. And I'm also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. News from the Boo is the show where we talk about all things KBOO. So it's the place to tune in to get your updates, whether you're a volunteer or a listener or member, just a fan of KBOO. Find out what's going on. An announcement for our programmers. Programmers, make sure to put it in your calendars that we have the all-programmer meeting for spring coming up in the first week of March. You can find those dates in your all programmer email. We got four dates on in March there. It's Wednesday, March 3rd at 10 a.m., Thursday, March 4th at 6:30 p.m., and Friday, March 5th at 6:30 p.m., and then the last one on Saturday, March 6th at 10 a.m. Make sure to attend one of those. They are required, and also they're fun because we get to say hi to everybody. Oh, yeah. And we'll also be giving updates about, you know, latest FCC changes and just kind of give a state of the station. So we will be seeing everyone at the all programmer meetings. Then for those who are thinking about becoming a volunteer, our next volunteer orientation is on Saturday, March 13th. That is at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You can register to attend that orientation by going to our website, and you'll see right there on the front page of our website a link that says the Spring 2021 Volunteer Orientations for new volunteers. You'll see all the links to register there for that Zoom meeting. There's no prerequisite to attend that meeting, so just go ahead, sign up. And at that meeting, you'll learn all about what it is to be a volunteer at KBOO. Right now, we do have some volunteer needs. We're looking for people who would like to join our team of vetters. That means people who vet all the audio that you hear every day on KBOO Community Radio is pre-listened to to check for indecencies and stuff like that. It's a neat opportunity for those who maybe got an extra time, an hour or two a week, and you just want to help us listen. It's fun. You can always hear your favorite shows a little bit in advance. So if you are interested in joining our vetting team or social media and web team, we're looking for volunteers there too. Or maybe you see yourself as a future programmer and you want to learn how to get involved in Cable Community Radio, attend that orientation. Again, that's on Saturday, March 13th at 10 a.m. And the next one we have one every month, is in April, and that's on Friday, April 2nd at 6 p.m. So I'll make sure to keep announcing that here on News from the Boo. All right, some announcements for our listeners and anybody who is an artist, or maybe you have an artist friend that might be interested in applying to be KBOO's 2021 Artist in Residence. The applications just became available today. All you got to do is go to our website to read all the details on that. Again, there is a link right on the front of our website where you can get all the details. KBOO's Artists in Residence program is open to non-student artists, and it assists artists working creatively with sound. So every year, one artist or one collaborative group of artists will be awarded 20 hours of studio recording and production time with a KBOO mixologist in order to create a piece of sound art that will be publicly presented at the end of the residency. But of course, studio availability at KBOO may be limited or not available due to COVID-19 restrictions. As of this news from the Boo, our studios are closed, and we don't know exactly when they'll be opening up again, so we encourage all artists to submit proposals that do not require KBOO studios to finish your project. We can provide alternatives, and of course, our mixologists are always available to you. So the Artist in Residence program is open to artists of all disciplines whose project proposals include sound as a major component. Applications for KBOO's Artist in Residence are due on April 7th. And all applicants will be notified in writing by May 12th, with the residency beginning in June of 2021 and going through September of 2021. So again, just go to kboo.fm today and look on the front page of our website to learn all about KBOO's Artist in Residence program. I don't even know how many years we've been doing it. We've been doing it for quite a while. I'll just put it that way. We've been doing it for many years now, and we always get really, really interesting projects. You can even find all the projects on our website and go back and hear some of the great art that's been created through this program. Again, you don't need to be a volunteer at KBOO or a member or anything like that to apply for the Artist in Residency. So tell your friends or your family or your local artist who you think does cool sound things. Help us spread the word. We appreciate it. There are some announcements for our members, those who go to our KBOO committees. Coming up tomorrow is our finance committee, as well as the engineering committee meetings. The finance committee is meeting at 4:30, and the engineering committee is meeting at 7 p.m. Both of those meetings are on Zoom, so you can get that link from our website, kbo.fm/committees. And then coming up next week on Mondays, the Personnel Governance Committee at 6, and the Programming Advisory Committee is on Tuesday at 6 as well. Again, you can find all the info on how to attend those meetings on our website, kboo.fm/committees. And reminder also for all of our listeners that we have all sorts of special programming during February and March. It's special programming that is just for you. You can see a list of all the programming. Guess where? On our website, you'll see a banner right there on the front page that says special programming just for you. Coming up on Tuesday and every Tuesday of February from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., to hear interviews from some of your favorite KBOO programmers. Host Tammy Habitaeus will be diving into the history of Black KBOO and Black Portland as a whole, covering subjects ranging from gentrification, religion, Black media, journalism, and much more. That's every Tuesday right here on KBOO Portland from 7 to 8 p.m. And then on Friday, February 12th at 1 p.m., KBOO will be taking part of that simulcast for World Radio Day with the tribute to KBOO's own Mark Wiener, in collaboration with WRHU at Hofstra University in New York. They invited us to be part of their tribute, and we look forward to the simulcast with them for that hour. Then we also have the Metal Marathon on March 3rd. That's at 10 p.m. And the annual Bluegrass Marathon is happening. That's also happening in March on March 13th at 9 a.m. with, of course, Rachel and Justin and all your favorite music from the True Vine host and, of course, artists. Okay, and now a call out to all you KBOO fans out there. We're looking for people who would like to do a testimonial for KBOO. All you got to do is use your smartphone, use any recording app, a voice memo app, and email us a one-minute recording telling us why you love KBOO. Why do you support KBOO? And you can email that to program@kboo.org. Make sure you include your name and your town and a message telling us why you support KBOO. You can also use KBOO's mobile app using the Record Your Story feature in our KBOO mobile app. It's an easy way to send KBOO a message. And then there's also one other way. You can even give us a call and just leave us a voicemail. And you just call KBOO's office line at 503-231-8032, extension 302. Again, that's 503-231-8032, extension 302. And if you're like, Jenna, all that just went by too fast, you can find all the details on how to record a testimonial for KBOO on the front page of our website. You'll see a link right at the top that says, we want you to record a testimonial for KBOO. And audio that is sent in might be used during our upcoming spring drive or future drives or even on air. It's always nice for our listeners to hear from each other, telling them why they're members of KBOO. Why do they support community radio? So thank you to everybody in advance who is thinking to yourself right now, heck yeah, I want to record a testimonial for KBOO. And one last KBOO announcement. KBOO is hiring a development director. All resumes and cover letters need to be received by February 24th, with interviews being held on March 4th. You can find the full job description on our website at kboo.fm/employment. So tell all of your development friends. Apply now. Okay, well, that's all I got for this week for News from the Boo. News from the Boo airs every Wednesday at 5:45 right here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Thanks for tuning in. Oh.
KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Talk and Taste, Getting Vaccinated for the Love of Health, hosted by Preserve Coalition. On Wednesday, February 10th, from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., stream